Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we praise you and worship you and thank you for every beautiful day you give us on this earth. We even thank you and praise you for all the trials and tests, because you said we're supposed to praise you even in the trials and tests. And in all these tests, let's consider it pure joy. Well, Lord, sometimes it's difficult to do that. But we want you to know we thank you and praise you for the opportunity to have another day to be able to teach your word, to be able to walk and talk. And Lord, we think about this. Some people can't do that. So Lord, I thank you that we're able to get up and go, and I praise you and worship you for the privilege to teach your word. Now, as we talk about your word today, Lord, and the mighty things you said, may you bless and anoint the word by the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we're going to continue on today and talk a little bit about more about what's required to walk in the anointing of God, to see the Lord answer your prayers. I wondered for a long time why some people appeared to get a prayer answered once in a while, and some didn't ever get a prayer answered. Well, now over the years of much study and learning, I have now understood why some people never get their prayers answered, because for years I didn't get mine answered. And one reason I didn't get them answered, because I didn't ask very much. I didn't have a clue what I could ask the Lord for, how to do it, or what to expect. But when I began to read this book in detail, I began to learn a lot of things. Now today we're going to continue on where we left off yesterday. And the first thing you must know, to be able to get your prayers answered, you must live in obedience to God's word. And then you must live in love. And if you will walk in obedience and then walk in love, then your faith will work. Because Galatians chapter 5, verse 6 says, your faith worketh by love, or through love. So if you as a Christian are not willing to walk in very much love, then you won't have very much faith, and you won't see many of your prayers answered. But if you will walk in obedience to his word, you do what he says, you will be amazed when you start asking in faith what you can see the Lord do. Now we're going to start off today in 1 John 3, starting with verse 21. Let's go there and see what the word of God says. Now 1 John 3:21 says, beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. Well, now, why in the world would your heart condemn you? He says, beloved, if our heart condemn us not. In other words, if out of your heart is coming sin, the things we talked about earlier on this week, about murders, adulterers, fornication, evil, wickedness, an evil eye, and all those things, we talked about a great list of things. If those things are in your heart, then any time you go to ask God for something, your heart will condemn you, because out of the heart a man is condemned. And so what happens if you have all those kind of sins in your heart will condemn you any time you come to the Lord. But now if you get rid of all these things, you repent and clean and purify your heart of all those things and start walking in a love relationship with the Lord and with other people, and you get right with everybody and confess your sins to the Lord and have no unforgiveness or nothing toward anyone and walk in love. Don't talk evil about no one. Do everything. Honor your mother and your father, just like the Lord says. Then he says, beloved, if our hearts condemn us not. In other words, if you're walking in a fully, completely, total love relationship with God and with people, then when you come to the Lord, your heart will not condemn you. Just like the scripture says, beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. That if we have confidence toward God, what? Well, in verse 22, it says, and whatsoever we ask. Now, that's a pretty big statement, isn't it? Whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Now, God to us is kind of like a father, a good father on earth. If you as a child ask to do things by your earthly father, and he's a good, gentle man like a good man should be. Now, I realize there's lots of fathers on this earth that's not very good fathers. And they, in fact, they're they're really not fathers at all, because they don't take care of their children. They don't do the thing. Yeah, they had a sexual relationship with a woman, and they brought a child into the world, but they've never been a father. So there's a big difference between a father and a man that went out and got a woman pregnant and brought a child into the world. A father, a true father, takes care of his children, and he will do that. The Lord calls you worse than an infidel or an unbeliever if you won't take care of your children. So he has some pretty strong things to say about this. But the Lord says here, if we do those things which are pleasing in his sight, and this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. As you see there, this is the Lord's commandment. We are to love one another and walk in love. Now then, according to 1 John 3:21-23, if we will walk in this love, kind God kind of love, then he will answer our prayers. And verse 24 says, and he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, or in Christ, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. So if you and I are walking in a love relationship to the Lord, to Jesus, to the Holy Spirit, to ourselves, to our neighbors, if we're walking in love and we're not holding any grudges or not living in any kind of sin, not living with somebody out of wedlock or not committing adultery, not committing fornication, not lying, not stealing, not cheating, we're walking in love, doing the things the Lord told us to do. Plus, he told us to go to church. So, in Hebrews 10:25, he clearly told us to forsake not the gathering of ourselves together on a regular basis, as the manner of some are, and even the more so as we see the day of the Lord approaching. Well, let me tell you, the day of the Lord is rapidly approaching. So if there was ever a time you need to be in church serving the Lord, it's right now. But everybody should be in church serving the Lord, reading his word, learning what you can, because the Lord is soon going to return. All the signs are here for the king's return. All the devastating things he said would happen just before his return, they're increasing every day. Every year, I see a tremendous increase in the devastation, the floods, the tornadoes, the storms, the earthquakes, the wars, and all the things he said was going to increase with great frequency, earthquakes, and as we all know about these ocean storms and ocean tides and ocean waves and things, and all the devastation that's coming upon the world, the Lord said these things would precede his return. So he's getting ready to come soon because all these things are happening. So anyway, if there was ever a time we needed to do what the Lord says and to walk in his anointing so we can see the power of God demonstrated through us as we walk in love, it's now. Every Christian should get his Bible out and read it and study it and walk in a love relationship to all people all the time. Now let's go on to another scripture here, and I want to make a statement here that hope is available to people without holiness, but faith is not. In other words, you can have hope of heaven, you can be a born-again Christian, you can know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and have hope of heaven, and still live in some sins down here on earth. You can live in those sins and still get to heaven. Now, God will be the one to make that decision. I absolutely would not want to walk in some kind of sin, knowing that it was sin, hoping that the Lord was going to forgive me so I could get to heaven. I wouldn't want to go there at all, because that's a very dangerous place to go, because if you do live in some kind of known sin and continue to live in it as a Christian, it might cost you your life earlier, far earlier than you think. I have known several people that have died prematurely, many of them very early in life, and I've asked the Lord, went and petitioned him, and he told me that these people had committed the sin unto death by their sins. They had not done what he told them, so it shortened their life. So those people, hope is available to those people. They can have hope of heaven and still get to heaven. But faith is not available to those people without holiness. He will not answer their prayers because you can't have faith unless you walk in holiness. Now, in Hebrews 12:14, I want to read a scripture to you here in Hebrews 12:14. The Lord says, follow peace with all men and holiness. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Now, that's pretty clear. Now, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. And in 1 Peter 1:16, it says, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. In other words, lots of people say, well, only God is holy. Well, no, that's not true. He is holy, but he expects you and me to be holy too. Because as we read there in Hebrews 12:14 and 1 Peter 1:16, you saw what the Lord required there, and he says, without holiness, no man shall see me. And then in verse 22 of 1 Peter, he says, seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. Now, that's what we're supposed to do. If you are holy and you walk in love, then faith will be available to you. Because he clearly says there in verse 22, seeing you have purified your souls. Now, this is a command from the Lord. We as Christians are not supposed to walk in sin. We're supposed to walk in no sin. We're supposed to purify our souls, and we're obey the truth, and we're to walk in love. And if we walk in love with that pure heart fervently, then we will have confidence toward God, and when we ask him for something, he will answer. And when I learned these things and learned that I could ask in faith according to the Word of God, I started asking the Lord for many, many different things, and I began to see the Lord answer my prayers and do some of the greatest and mighty miracles that you can imagine. It was such fun when I realized that God in heaven would hear my prayers and he would answer them. And in the business world, wow, what a privilege to be able to come to the Lord every time I had a need, when I walked holy before him in love and ask him for things. He'd show me how to design equipment. He would give me visions and revelations how to do things. And it was just amazing the wonderful things I was able to do once I started walking in obedience to his word and love and praying in faith and hear his voice as he told me how to do great and wonderful things. What a God we serve. Praise the King. Well, I'd like to invite you to give us a call, and we'll be happy to send you free and postpaid teachings, many teachings. We have all kinds of audio and video teachings on CD and DVD and everything else. And call us at 940-242-2106. Or get to us on the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order free and postpaid any of our stuff. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.